Hello, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of the Skin Academy podcast. I'm Nathaniel here with Emily. And today we're going to talk about why everyone needs to have a skincare routine. The past couple of episodes, we've talked about how to sift through and decipher between the good and bad information out there. And in a previous episode, we walked you through the steps of what your skincare routine needs to look like. But today, Emily's going to tell us why it's important for everybody to have a set skincare routine, right?
Yes. You all know that if you've listened to prior podcasts, I have a lot of opinions on a routine. But the reason why you need to have a routine is... well, first of all, your skin is the largest organ, so you have to take care of it. If you're not taking care of it, then it's going to lead to problems, conditions, or maybe just look dull and healthy. And you really will notice a huge difference once you start taking care of your skin. We've talked about this before. I started aesthetic school. How long has it been?
Since you started or graduated? Yeah.
What, it's been like a year and a half?
Yeah, probably. Years? I'd say a year and a half.
Yeah. And so I've been doing my skincare, and focusing on that really, like a lot. I put a lot of my time and some money into it. Yeah. But it's amazing how different my skin is. Like, it's night and day. I wish I had before and after pictures, just because, I mean, I don't really have any severe conditions. I do have minor acne, but I think it's because of my diet, which I'm unwilling to change, so, at least right now. So I'm okay with acne because I know where it's coming from. But so yeah, your skin is your largest organ. You have to take care of it just like you would any other organ. Now with that, kind of like how I was saying with, when I started using products, I have a neighbor who, when she found out I was an esthetician, she was like, oh, I need help with my skin. Like, it's terrible. But she didn't really know what was wrong with it. Like, I don't know if it was maybe she felt pressure to have, like, to fix it or whatever. But, for Christmas, I got her this cleanser. And she's not using any products. I don't think she's using, like, anything on her skin. Maybe just, like, an over-the-counter moisturizer. But literally, she used the cleanser and texted me and told me how amazing it was. Guys, it's not an expensive cleanser. And it'll last you so long. Like, just using a cleanser was night and day difference for her. And once you start adding in those products, you'll completely see a difference. Like, maybe you don't think you need to have a routine because you think your skin is perfect, but trust me, everyone needs a routine. Every single person.
Yeah, and it seems like, I mean, at least the impression I always had was that skincare is kind of seen as a luxury for a lot of people. Sure, everybody wants to go out for a run, exercise, eat healthy to take care of their body. But maybe a lot of people don't want to put forth the money for skincare. As Emily and I have talked about before, it's really not expensive at all. It's very, very affordable. And I think if you asked anybody if they wanted to have better skin, at least 9 out of 10 people would say yes. And Emily and I are by no means high rollers.
At all.
Yeah, at all. But having a skincare routine for the both of us is very, very affordable. And yes, like Emily said, she's even talked to a lot of people. Just because your skin looks healthy doesn't mean that it actually is.
Because 9 times out of 10, when someone tells me that, which is also kind of insulting because it's like saying that my profession is useless. So don't really tell people that. Like, you know, things that are correlated to that, like, kind of a underhanded insult towards what they're doing with their life. Because I can, another example is I have a family member, I'm not going to say names, but this person came up to me and we were talking about, I think someone brought up me being an esthetician and how they were like, oh man, we should do facials or whatever. And I was like, yeah, I actually have my stuff. Like, let's do it. No one ever really took me up on it, which I'm like, why? I'm saving you so much money. And they're amazing. But one person was like, oh yeah, I don't need facials. My skin is like perfect. And I was like, because I can see hyperpigmentation from over here. I can see that your skin is dry and I know what you use on your skin. And it's funny because this person, they're very well off. Like, they could outbuy my skincare routine and get like the bougiest stuff. Yet, it's almost like you said, how people almost view it as a luxury, not as a necessity. And I think we need to change those, that wording, because it's not a luxury. Like, I hate routines. I'm bad at them. I'm bad at making habits. I mean, like, in any aspect of my life, I have a really hard time sticking with something. And so it's not my favorite to have a routine, but when I do it, I feel so much better. My skin, I'm sure maybe you guys can agree too, once you do your routine, it makes you feel like a different person. It's kind of like when you shower or you do your hair, or maybe for some of you, if you do your makeup or dress up or whatever it is you like to do, maybe it's a hobby, like it makes you feel good and kind of put together. But it's important because your skin is an organ. You need to take care of it. It's not a luxury to take care of your skin. It's more of a luxury if you are wasting your money on influencer paid ads and getting that kind of skincare, because that is 100% not going to do anything and you're just wasting your money. We've talked about this before. So, and one thing I did want to bring up, I'm sure you guys have heard, I don't know if you have, Nathaniel, but J-Lo came out and said that someone asked her why she looks so youthful, and she said that all she does is use olive oil.
Oh yeah, I think you told me about that.
And that, I mean, maybe she does, but I think it's super unfair because, one, she is like a millionaire, and I guarantee you she has an esthetician. I guarantee you. The Kardashians have an esthetician. Everyone from the Bachelor franchise has an esthetician. Like, oh yeah, sorry. Our computer went blank and I was wondering, our mouse isn't working. But anyway, don't be fooled by that, because she for sure has an esthetician, one. I know that for a fact. There's no way she doesn't. And olive oil is highly comedogenic, and so maybe her skin works well with it. A lot, for about a high number of people, it would not work well for, because it's going to clog those pores and it's going to make you break out. Or if it doesn't make you break out, it's going to make you look like your skin is going to look really dull. But I also think it's really unfair because she definitely has an esthetician. She's probably using Botox. I think someone called her out on it and she was like, no, I've never used Botox, and I think that's a straight up lie. But I also think it's genetics. Genetics play a huge role. And that's kind of, we'll talk about that a little bit later with extrinsic and intrinsic factors. And genetics are intrinsic factors. So I think her genetics has something to do with it. But I just don't think it's fair when people who promote these like Instagram paid or influencer paid ads, they act like it's like the best thing ever, but you have to understand they're being paid to say that. I highly doubt that Jennifer Aniston is using Aveeno body wash. I highly doubt that. You know what I mean? Like, they're paid to do it, but a lot of the times they are not using the products that they're selling. So I think people need to be aware and just listen to people who are licensed.
Yeah, and as you guys can tell, Emily is very passionate and heavily opinionated about this stuff, but
and maybe it's annoying, but I just love it so much.
But I don't want you to think we're coming at this just from an opinion angle.
Yeah.
This is coming from a scientific and biological angle that you can't have good skin if you only use olive oil or if you just do nothing like our family member.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not going to have, I don't know, you're not going to have endurance or have a ton of muscles if you never work out, right? That's just not how it works.
Yeah. Same. And it's not going to happen overnight. You need to have a routine. That's why it's called a routine.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's the same thing with the skin. And the big takeaway here is everyone needs to have a skincare routine. We hope that we can make it sound as if it is a necessity because in our eyes, it is.
For sure.
It's not. It doesn't have to be a luxury. It's very affordable.
Yes, it can be. And I will say that there are people that have beautiful skin and they don't do anything. But one thing that I would like to address with that is maybe you are that person who maybe has never had acne. And so therefore, maybe you don't have acne scars. Or maybe your mom has always made you wear sunscreen. And so you don't have any hyperpigmentation, or maybe you just have just beautiful skin genetically. But it's really important to know that that doesn't mean that your skin is healthy. Just because it looks healthy, I can guarantee you, if I put your skin under, we have a device, it's called the Woods lamp, and it I don't remember the technology, but basically you turn off the lights and you turn on the lamp, and I can see everything that is wrong with your skin, even if I can't see it superficially, because something can be wrong with the skin that we see on your face is the epidermis, but it can show me things that are happening on, like, in the subcutaneous layer. Like, there's layers to the epidermis, and then underneath that is the dermis. So just go to an esthetician. It can only make it better. Genetics have a huge part in it, but so does a routine. And let's just normalize going to the esthetician just like you would going to a doctor.
Right. Now, Emily, I think you've mentioned before that when you were younger, you had pretty oily skin.
Yes.
Is that right?
Yes.
But having excessively oil or excessively dry skin is not normal.
No, it's not normal. Some people almost act like you can't really do anything about it, and that is highly untrue. I think in the last podcast episode, I was talking about how a few years ago when I didn't have a routine, my skin was whack. I thought it was fine. I got compliments on it all the time, but the skin barrier was compromised. I was using products that were not pH balanced, and that were really, they were stripping the barrier and making it so that basically my skin was like, it would get red really easily, it would be irritated super easily, and it was excessively oily. And I would have to blot my face, like whether I was using makeup or not, with toilet paper or tissue or whatever, multiple times a day. That is not normal. It's not normal. It's not normal to have excessive anything. Excessive dryness, excessive flakiness, or even minimal amounts of it. Like, it's not normal. It's okay that you have that. I'm not saying it's a bad thing, but you can change it. I now have normal skin. I do have flakiness, but I'm working on that. And I think that's mostly due to I suck at drinking water. And we live in Utah, and it's a really, really, really dry climate. So that's also something you need to take into consideration. So if you have anything that's abnormal, go to an esthetician. If it's more of like a medical condition, go to a dermatologist, because estheticians cannot help you with that.
Yeah. So our main takeaway here is just because your skin, quote unquote, looks healthy doesn't mean that it actually is.
Yeah.
That's partly why it's so important to have a routine. Now, the next main point we want to touch is I think everybody wants to age better.
Mm-hmm.
Now, like Emily said, genetics definitely play a part in it. Some people age better than others. I grew up I had neighbors up the street whose parents are now in their, I don't know if it's late 50s, maybe they've reached 60, probably mid to late 50s. They honestly look like they're 43 or 45. Like they aged really well.
Yeah. Are you talking about Eva?
Yeah, Fred and Eva. Yeah, they age
they
like,
look so good, and they are always out in the sun, so their genetics are
yeah,
like
they look like nobody. They've aged like nobody I've ever met. However, I think just about everybody wants to age better, but it's something that you need to take care of sooner rather than later. And Emily, your dad is a prime example of that.
Yes. So within the last few months, he's been bugging me about eye creams, and I think it's kind of funny. Now knowing what I do know, because the things that I know to help him with, he's like, well, why do I have to do that? I haven't been doing that my entire life. And it's like, okay, but that's why we're here. So he's 60, and he's now, I think he said he wants more preventative. I think he's starting to see things around his eyes, like maybe crow's feet or maybe some puffiness, maybe some dark circles, that kind of thing. And the reason we bring this up is because he's 60 years old. He had an entire lifetime of never wearing sunscreen. I've talked about him before. And it's not his fault. Most of that generation, and even my generation, have done this too. No one wears sunscreen. Everyone gets sunburnt. People like lay out on the sun on purpose. They don't take care of their body super well, and it catches up to you. So he's been religious about, he uses Olay moisturizer. He calls it oil of Olay because that like ages him, because that's what it used to be called. Now it's just Olay. And so I got him an eye cream, and I'll tell you what I think about eye creams. This was a few months back, so he's out, and the reason we were talking again is because he's out and he wants another one. But I was like, okay, let's talk eye creams. So I was trying to explain to him that, Dad, you're 60 years old. The damage that has been done is done. You can't reverse it because you have, you know, there's extrinsic factors like the sun, pollution, things like that, that have contributed to him now starting to see things. And so you can't really undo that. You can help slow it down. And really the only thing an eye cream can do for you is, moisturize it. I mean, okay, let me put it this way. An eye cream is not necessary if you have a good moisturizer. A good medical grade moisturizer, if you put it on your eyes just like you would an eye cream, it can be used the same way as an eye cream. So if you have a separate eye cream, I'm not bashing on them. I actually have an eye cream. I just like the way it feels. It's a thicker one, and so I just want my eyes to be super hydrated and moisturized and just start preventing while I'm young. So I was trying to tell him that, because eye creams can be in very, very small quantities, like the amount they give you, and it's really expensive. We decided on getting him a moisturizer. He's going to try it all over his face. He's going to try replacing his Olay moisturizer. But I was like, okay, Dad, if you want to prevent this moisturizer or the eye cream, whatever we're going to do, we ended up going with a moisturizer. If you put it on your face and on your eyes, it's not going to do one single thing if you don't wear SPF. And he was like, oh, well, but I never leave the house. Because right now, because of COVID, he has a job that was like on, like he would go to an office building, but now he works from home. So from like, I think he works from like 5 a.m. until like 5 or 6. He has long days, but he's like, I'm inside at home. And I'm like, okay. So I had to educate him on that. And if you want more education on sunscreen, we have a podcast labeled sunscreen. So listen to that one. But basically, you need it every single day of the year, whether you're going inside or outside, doesn't matter. Whether it's rain or shine, winter or summer, doesn't matter. Because the intrinsic and the extrinsic factors are going to age you. And if you aren't going to use a sunscreen, those products are going to be useless to you. He was like, oh, okay, okay. And then he sent me a picture of his moisturizer, and it said it had SPF 15 in it. And so then I had to explain to him that products that double, so like if you have something that has an SPF 15 but also has something else in it, you would have to use the equivalent of, I think it's 7 to 8 tablespoons of that product on your face every 2 hours. That's not possible. You can't lather on that much on your face. So you're really not, like, it's, if you put on your normal amount, it's going to be super diluted and it's not going to do what it says it will with the SPF. So you have to use a separate SPF. Now, if it's medical grade and it's a moisturizer SPF combo, it's going to work because it's medical grade. It has to do what it says. And it's just, but like Neutrogena or Maybelline or, you know, like any of those other products, they're not going to, or if you have makeup that has SPF 15, you can't rely on that because it's not going to do very much. So we're learning. He's learning.
Yeah. So it seems like the main takeaway here is if you want to age better, which I definitely do, and yeah, you, Emily, do, I think most people do, you need to start a routine now. You need, yes, to do it earlier rather than later. Otherwise, if you're looking back on it, you know, if you're your dad's age, you're going to have to be spending, you know, thousands of dollars for preventative care.
Yeah.
When you could have just...
Not preventative, treatments.
Well, treatment, sorry. Yeah. When you could... Sorry, what I meant to say is when you could have just done preventative care a long time ago.
Yeah, I have Nathaniel, and now he... Don't you like your routine? You
I love
every
it.
Single day.
Every day. I
your
love
skin
it.
Feels so much better, right?
It looks better too, yeah.
I had to convince him to. He did not want to. And I'd have to remind him, and I kinda had to nag him, which I felt bad about, but I knew I was doing like something for him that he needed to do, and it would be really beneficial for him, and now he sees the benefits of it, especially because I educate him. So if you have a person in your life who you know doesn't do any of these, whether it's yourself, a friend, a spouse, like someone you have in your life, try to take what you learn from us and tell them. Because a lot of times people keep the information to themselves. That's why I started this podcast, so I could get the information out there and let everyone know. But you'll help everyone. So with us, I'm almost 25. You're what, 26?
26.
We are starting younger. I wish I would have started when I was 12. I wish I would have started so young. But we are starting now, or we have been for a little while, and we're doing preventative stuff. So when we are 60, we don't have to, like you said, spend thousands of dollars on treatments. Like my dad... there's really only so much that he can prevent because those things are already set in motion because of the years and years and years of lacking of taking care of his skin and eyes. So once he starts seeing those crow's feet, the bagginess, the puffiness, the, you know, or different sunspots that might, you know, whatever it is, they're going to start coming up slowly, but there's not going to be a cream that's going to fix them. They can help. But what he's going to have to do is do chemical peels. He's going to have to do lasers. He's going to probably have to do the way his eyes are set. I've told him that if it's a really big insecurity, if it's not an insecurity, you don't have to do these major treatments. But he's really insecure about his eyes for some reason, and that's fine. But creams aren't going to, they're going to go so far. And I told him the next step is probably going to be chemical peels and fillers. Because fillers can really help with dark circles, like in the, I think they're called the troughs. I think that's where you put the filler in, under your eyes. It's like the teardrop ducks, something like that. But it really helps with that kind of stuff. And so start now, whether you are 19 or 45. Start now. You will thank me later. You will save so much money. And you can age gracefully. This is how you age gracefully. You don't age gracefully by burning your skin every day in the summer and then acting like it looks so beautiful because you're now tan. That is not aging gracefully. That's going to get you really wrinkly, really, really hyperpigmented skin. Like Nathaniel's dad, he's probably been outside in the sun every day of his life.
Yeah, and we grew up in, I think we talked about this in the first episode, but I grew up in a beach town in Southern California where it's sunny year-round. And, you know, there's a lot of people down at the beach that are surfing every day. And you can tell walking through town who surfs because, one, they're really tan.
Mm-hmm.
And two, even if they're young, they are really wrinkly. It almost looks like leather.
Yeah. His dad's neck is like leather.
Yeah.
And it's funny because he wears sunscreen, but I know he doesn't reapply. And he probably, for a lot of his life, maybe he didn't wear sunscreen. Maybe it's a new thing. I don't know. I don't know how he was when he was younger, but I mean, he still looks fine. Like, I'm not saying he should change anything or looks bad, but he probably doesn't like that his neck looks like leather. Maybe he doesn't care.
Yeah, I don't.
Maybe he doesn't even notice.
Yeah.
He's a really funny guy. But the sun is going to age you.
Yeah. All right, good. Good stuff, Emily. So we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back. All right, everybody, welcome back. So, Emily, we've got one more main point as to why we think everybody needs a skincare routine. And basically what we're going to get at here is getting services like facials, maybe even Botox, peels, stuff like that, is basically pointless if you don't have a routine. And kind of like what you alluded to previously, you need a routine because of all the extrinsic and intrinsic factors that affect your skin.
Yeah. So your maintenance schedule should be your routine twice daily, every day of the year. Every day. Sometimes I get lazy and I don't always do it. I usually pretty good at it, but like I said, I'm not very good at routine, but I know I should be. So if you are a person that can do it every single day, every day, and you're gonna see results, you should be doing facials monthly. Maybe if that's not quite in your budget, maybe go bi-monthly. Not bi-monthly. That's more than twice in a month.
every other month.
You can always get on those off months, maybe get another product to try. Or one thing I really, really love is doing masks at home. I'm not talking sheet masks, because sheet masks are crap. Do not use them. They're not going to do too much, which is why I think it's a waste of money. So get like, Glymed has a really good mask that I like. I just actually used it a couple hours ago, and Nathaniel, have I shut up about it?
No.
Cause I love it so much.
Yeah. Emily kept telling me to look at her face and how awesome it looked, which it did. It looked great.
Like it's called the Ultra Hydrating Mask. It's green, so it makes me look like a Grinch, but I left it on for, like, what, 30 minutes? It's only supposed to be on for 10, but I was like, I want to soak up all of the goodness of this mask. And it is amazing what it can do. Literally, I try to use it once a week, but even if you did it once a month, I think that'd be really good to do. So get a mask. Maybe you can do that for that month, and the next month go to an esthetician. I will tell you one thing. A lot of the times, chains or like bigger stores or like spas that have a bunch of estheticians, they're probably gonna charge more. If you can afford it, go to them because they're usually pretty good. I mean, look at the reviews, but try to go to a local esthetician that maybe is starting out or is like a one-man job. Any esthetician is gonna be great, but I'm always here for supporting local businesses that, you know, maybe just need some help or maybe just need some clientele, and they're probably fantastic. So, and they might charge a little bit less if they're starting out, because I mean, even if they give you a basic facial right out of school, it's gonna be bomb. I'll tell you that. So, I have a sister who goes to Hand in Stone. They have a couple here in Utah. I've never been. She pays monthly to go, and she can either choose from a massage or a facial, but she always gets a facial, and she loves it, loves it, loves it. So there's nothing wrong with going to one of those either. Just go where you feel comfortable and where you feel like the esthetician is knowledgeable. I think that's number one. But do that monthly. Now, if your esthetician, your esthetician will tell you if you need pills or microneedling or other treatments. Usually those are done in sessions. So peels can only be done in like the later fall and the whole winter, because it's really bad for you to go out in the sun. So you can't get them during the summer. So that's the time frame that you can do them, but usually the peels are a series of four to six, so you come in 4 to 6 times to get peels or any other treatments, and then it can just be maintenance. It can be like you get a peel every 6 months or as needed, and if you keep up on it, you're gonna see those results. If you go get a one peel and you never go back, you're gonna see results for a little bit, but it's not gonna do anything for like all the stuff you're trying. I talk a lot, but I just keep thinking of things. When we were in school, when I was in esthetician school, I got a peel, and it was for it was a lightning lift. So it was the image line, and basically it's like, if you have any hyperpigmentation, it's gonna lift it and peel off. So I don't have hyperpigmentation. I don't have it. I have some on my arms, but I don't have any on my face, which I am actually pretty lucky because I used to burn all the time when I was a kid. So, but that was superficial. I got a chemical peel, and lo and behold, apparently I have hyperpigmentation underneath the epidermis. It came up to the surface and peeled off. It was wild. Guys, go get peels, especially because it's, you only have a couple more months to be able to go get peels, so go get them. And then yearly, usually that's like if you get lip fillers or fillers anywhere else in your face, Botox, maybe injections. So that's kind of the yearly schedule. With your injectors, be picky. Don't go to just anyone you find on Facebook Marketplace. Don't go to someone just because you saw an ad. Vet them. Look at their work. Ask for photos, ask them how long they've been doing it, where they got their credentials, because I have seen way too many horror stories, so vet your injectors. Okay, the next thing I want to talk about is the skin cycle. So your skin cells have a life cycle. They turn over, I think it's until, it's like 21 or 23, it's in your early 20s. Your skin's cell cycle is 28 days. So it sloughs every 28 days. And then as you age, it gets longer and longer and longer. So I think when you're in your 60s, it's like every 45 days. And that's wild, because that's why we need to exfoliate. You exfoliate to get that life cycle going. And that's when you exfoliate the dead, dull skin cells away, and you reveal nice glowing skin. So It's important to do the routine, because if you don't get those dead skin cells off or help speed up that process, it's going to age you and you're going to look older because you just have dead skin hanging out on your skin. And then, okay, last thing that I have to talk about, we've talked about the extrinsic and intrinsic factors. These are factors that lead to aging. So intrinsic, I've said before, but it's diet, whatever you put in your body, exercise, water intake, and then like if you smoke or do drugs or consume alcohol. If you smoke or if you drink, whatever, but just know, I mean, you probably know by now, if you smoke, it's gonna age you, because it constricts those cells, it restricts the oxygen, and so you already know, but those are things that are due to intrinsic aging. So if you're not getting enough water like me, you're probably going to age a little faster. So it's good to know those things. Genetics, can't really help with genetics, but you can help with the other things. With extrinsic, that's like the sun, pollution, and dirt. So you do your routine to get all those extrinsic factors, like you wash away the dirt, you wash away the pollution. If you have your routine on in the morning, including your SPF at the end, you're gonna block all of those things. The dirt and the pollution will just sit on top of all those layers that you have, like your moisturizer, your serums, your cleanser, like you wash that off, but or the cleanser at least, but it's gonna sit on your skin. So at the night, in your night routine, you're gonna wash all of them off, and it's not gonna penetrate your skin probably at all, you know, maybe a little bit, but it just acts as a barrier. And then with the SPF, the sun, it won't get you. So just be mindful of those. And kind of like how you said earlier, it's really good to know, because some things, I'm very opinionated, but all of these things are things I learned in school. I've taken classes, and I've done continual learning since I graduated. And I'm actually going back to school, so I'm going to be learning even more. And no, I don't know everything, but it's good to know that all of these things are not my opinion. It's not what I think. There are things that I learned from scientists, from my teachers, from the state, from the Nationwide Aesthetics Board. So, take my advice, do what you can with your routine, educate those around you. That's really the only point that I want with this podcast, is letting people know and educate people. I don't want to shame. I don't want to say, oh, you don't do routine, you suck. Like, that's not what I'm here talking about. I just want everyone to know how to take care of the skin and why they should. So I probably rambled a lot, but that's just kind of how I talk. I'm not very eloquent, but whatever.
You get the job done.
Yeah, I guess so.
Okay, so then, Emily, just to summarize our main takeaways for this episode, why it's a necessity to have a skincare. Point number one, just because your skin looks healthy doesn't actually mean that it is. Number two, if you want to age better, you got to start as early as you can.
Yeah.
And number three, getting services are basically pointless if you're not having, you know, your daily routine. You also mentioned the intrinsic factors, which you have control over, but the extrinsic factors, like the sun, pollution, dirt, you really don't have as much control over. So that's also why it's necessary to have a skincare routine.
Yes.
Yeah. So thanks, guys, for listening. Go ahead.
I dare you to get a cleanser, medical grade. Whether that's Glymed.
Giving you some homework.
Yeah. Whether that's Glymed, Image, PCA, doesn't matter. Google medical grade skincare. If if you want to buy Glymed, buy it off of me. You'll get a good price. Just go to Emily Norman Aesthetics on Instagram, and I have a link in my bio. And there's a sale right now, February 1st, today. And it goes until Valentine's Day. And it's 30% off. So go get you a cleanser. Start off today, get it shipped to you, and you'll thank me. And you can even DM me and tell me what you think about the cleanser. I recommend the Gentle Face Wash, or I really like the Vitamin C Cleanser. Didn't you like the Mega Purifying Cleanser?
Mm-hmm.
That one is bomb. So go get yourself a cleanser. Yeah. If you don't have a good one, start now.
You'll thank Emily, and your future self will also thank Emily.
You totally will.
And one little side note, has nothing to do with skincare, but if you guys are looking to add a little bit of happiness to your lives, Emily just went to the store today and bought a couple plants for the apartment, and she is in love with them.
I am. I've been wanting plants for so long. I have a really hard time spending money on things that I don't technically need. And so I went to Home Depot and I spent $40 on two plants. Oh yeah, you weren't there.
Yeah.
I act like you were there with me, but I was in Home Depot alone being a weirdo for an hour. And so I got a couple plants and I put them in a pot and planted them, and they're making me so happy.
Yeah, Emily.
And they are good for the air. So put them in your house. They will clean the air. I'm super excited because I feel like we've been living in a musty apartment and it needs to be cleaned.
Yeah, Emily's basically been talking nonstop for weeks about how she wants to get plants. Today she finally did it, and she talks nonstop about how much she loves them. So
I love them so much.
If you're looking to spruce up wherever you live, go buy a couple plants.
The aloe vera plants at Home Depot are $3, so go do it.
Yeah, and then one last thing, make sure to like and subscribe to our podcast. Emily and I would really like to get this out to as many people as possible. Like she's mentioned over and over, the idea and the main goal of this podcast is to educate. We just want people to have the best access to information out there.
Yes.
So we want to get this out to as many people as we can.
We don't want to keep it to ourselves. I got educated, and so I want to educate everyone else.
And also, we would love to engage with you guys. If you have any questions, anything you want to know about us, whether it has to do with skincare or not, we would absolutely love to engage with you guys. So you can head over to anchor.fm/skinacademy. Give us questions, or even if you want to leave a review on Spotify or Apple Podcasts and leave a question in the review, we would love to hear from you guys.
Or DM me on Instagram, whatever you want. But I love answering questions. Maybe you have an idea for an upcoming podcast. Maybe you haven't touched on something. Let us know. We'd be more than happy to answer any questions.
Yeah, so thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Bye. You can listen to our podcast, The Skin Academy, on all the major platforms like Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Play, and Anchor. If you want to leave us any questions to answer on the podcast, head over to anchor.fm/The Skin Academy. We would love to hear from you. As always, make sure to subscribe, like, and review The Skin Academy podcast. If you like this podcast, go follow my Instagram page at Emily Norman Aesthetics to learn even more about skincare. Thanks for listening.